I'm at the refugee camp in Bidibidi in Arua, and we are here as a delegation from the Sudan Catholic Bishops Conference, and it has been our plan since last year to be closer to the refugees. You remember last June, we were here as a team, and now again we decided to come to encourage them and to strengthen them and to help them, you know. I know that they have a people, they come from a country, they come from a family. And so our presence is in a way to keep them focused on their country and on their people. And I also communicated to them that peace has been signed in South Sudan, and that's one of the good news I have to communicate to them. And they, of course, they had heard it on the radio and other media sources, but when I said it, they jumped up and clapped their hands, and yelled and showed jubilation. But of course, some elders were saying, I hope that this peace will be honored, this peace agreement will be honored. It had happened before. And so we are going to stay keen to know that this is a serious peace so that we come home. So that those doubts are there. And the one old man also was able to tell me that, let me communicate both the government and opposition that they have a doubt. So let the government prove and the opposition prove to them that they are serious this time and they are going to implement this agreement.
The same concern that is being expressed by the South Sudanese refugees in Bidibidi camp in Arua district is also the same echoed by the international community. There is a persistent call by the international community that at least the parties to the agreement must commit themselves to implement this agreement. So what are your thoughts on these calls by the refugees and the international community?
Yeah, my thoughts are, there's no smoke without fire. So when there's smoke, there's something that is surely burning. So the concern of the international community and of the refugees is a genuine one, because it had happened before. And so the government and the opposition, they have just got one lesson to do, to prove to the people that they too see the need for peace, that what they have discussed and put their pen on is what they mean and they really mean it from their heart, and they want to, they have to implement it. And actually, the third concern of the church, we in the church, we still encourage the government to implement this agreement to the letter. We know it's not perfect, but the will, the national will and the political will should make them to honor what they have signed so that they can remain credible, not only in the eyes of God, but of the people of South Sudan and the international community.
Yes, Bishop, what role will the Sudan Council of Churches be playing in supporting the parties to the agreement to ensure that the agreement is fully implemented?
Our role has always been the same and never shaken, in the sense that we remain as a concerned citizen, both with our spiritual contribution by praying and for the country, for the leaders. At the same time, also to engage, to be ready to engage with the government and the opposition in any point that does not work, and to encourage them to be able to forgive and implement the agreement. At the same time, we will also engage the population to help them to understand their role in contributing towards peace. And so they have a role that they cannot buy into any division, to any segregation, but they are there to hold to what can unite the people. At the same time, our role of advocacy will continue with the international community, that there's no perfect peace, but what actually has been signed, let the international community throw its weight behind it, and all of us to see that it could be implemented. And what was not perfectly well done can be finalized in the process of these years of transition so that a really true peace can come to South Sudan. So this is our role. We will continue to do, and that's why actually, I'm here in the camp. I'm going to spend 4 days going from place to place, praying and encouraging the people that they have to look beyond the suffering, beyond the problems that they are going through, to see those days that are days of unity, of peace, of progress, and then also the that the responsibility of that is not only the government, but with all South Sudanese.